Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dambur Sugar Limited's Q4 FY25 results conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. And I'll hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Patiswala from SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dambur Sugar Mills Limited and SKP Securities to this Q4 FY25 and FY25 financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Subhash Pandey, Executive Director, Mr. Sushil Mehrotra, CFO, Mr. Akshat Kapoor, COO, and Mr. Vineet Gupta, VP Finance. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Mehrotra, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Sushil.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to all at Dambur Sugar Mills Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. The Board of Directors, at its meeting held today this afternoon, approved the annual financial results of the company, and along with that, approved buyback of equity shares of the company up to a total consideration of rupees 20 crores. The details of buyback are available on the website of stock exchanges as well as the company's website. The year under consideration, as you know, was full of challenges, which impacted the overall financial performance of the company. However, after near break-even performance in the first three quarters put together, green shoots were visible in the fourth quarter, and the company was able to exceed its quarterly profit before tax in Q4. The company crushed marginally higher sugarcane in sugar season 24-25 as compared to sugar season 23-24, which implies that the worst is behind us. This should be seen in the backdrop of sugarcane crop having been impacted by red rot disease and lower yields consequent to extended monsoon in the year 2023. The company has initiated intensive action for cane development and improvement of yield through its on-ground initiatives. The major impact of same will be visible from FY2027. Though there is near same cane crush as the last season, the overall cane crush during the financial year dropped by 22% to 28.49 lakh tons, and this caused a significant drop in overall financial performance of the company. However, higher sugar realization by about 4% during the year at rupees 38,736 per ton and increase in sugar sales volume by 0.19 lakh tons during the year, in addition to increase in potable spirits volumes, partly compensated for adverse factors, including lower ethanol volumes by 537.69 lakh liters. As a result, the company was able to marginally exceed total revenue achieved in the previous year. In FY25, revenue from operations stands at 2,655 crore rupees, as against 2,644.10 crore, an increase of 0.41%, which is mainly attributed to reasons explained earlier. However, due to drop in ethanol production and sales, bottom line has seen a significant drop with profit after tax at 52.2 crore rupees, as against rupees 132.91 crore last year. Cash profit during the year is rupees 123.9 crore, as against rupees 216.3 crore last year. Total comprehensive income during the year stands at rupees 52.3 crore, as against rupees 133.1 crore last year. On the revenue mix, for the current year, sugar has contributed 56.5% of revenue, up from 50.9%. Ethanol is at 20.5%, down from 28.8% on account of lower sales volume as compared to last year, caused by restriction on use of sugarcane syrup and B-heavy molasses, which in turn restricted availability of feedstock for off-season operations. Revenue from power is at 9.9% of the total company's revenue, again up from 8%, and revenue from chemicals is 9.1%, almost same as last year's 9.2%. And potable spirits is at 3.3% against 2.2% in the last year. On the profit mix for the current year, sugar has contributed 28.1% of year's earning before interest and tax, as against 10.8%. Ethanol is at 13.3%, down from 48.2%. Power is at 49.3%, up from 33%. Chemicals business has a marginal negative bottom line. Potable spirits has a share of 9.5% in the company's earning before interest and tax against 2.6% last year. During the quarter under consideration, the company clocked total revenue of Rs. 809.7 crore, which is higher by 21% over the corresponding quarter. Profit after tax is Rs. 49.4 crore, down from last year's Rs. 51.7 crore. On the revenue mix for the quarter, sugar has contributed 51.5% of the quarter's revenue, down from 52.7% on account of marginally lower sales volume. Ethanol is at 23.2%, marginally down from 23.5%, though in absolute terms, ethanol sales are Rs. 223.1 crore as against Rs. 175.2 crore in the corresponding quarter last year. Power is at 16.1% as against 12.1%. Revenue from chemicals is 5.6% down from 8.2%. And potable spirits is at 2.8% up from 2.4% in the corresponding quarter last year. On the profit mix for the quarter, sugar has contributed 31.7% of the quarter EBIT, up from 29.5%. Ethanol is at 10.4% down from 25.1%. Power is at 55.6% up from 41.7%. And again, chemical business has seen a negative bottom line in the quarter. EBIT in potable spirits business has a share of 4.6% in the company's profit against 2.0% in the corresponding quarter last year. Now coming to business-wise performance, in sugar segment, during the year, the company crushed 28.49 lakh tons of the sugarcane versus 36.69 lakh tons last year, lower by 22%. This happened due to lower yield of cane on account of late rains and impact of red rot. However, in sugar season 24-25, the company has crushed total 29.79 lakh tons sugarcane, which is marginally higher than 29.65 lakh tons in the previous sugar season. Sugar production during FY25 is 2.69 lakh tons as compared to 3.51 lakh tons in the previous year, a decline of over 25%, which is also due to diversion of 2.52 lakh tons of sugar cane for production of syrup-derived ethanol. Sugar sale during the year stands at 2.77 lakh tons as against 2.58 lakh tons in FY24, higher by about 7%. Average sugar realization in the year has been Rs. 38,736 per ton, which is higher by Rs. 1,377 per ton of last year's average realization. During the quarter, the company has crushed 16.76 lakh tons of sugarcane versus 15.78 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter last year, higher by 6.2%. The gross recovery in this quarter stands at 11.27%. versus 11.73% in the corresponding quarter, which can be attributed to impact of red rot disease. This has been another major reason for drop in overall financial performance during the year. The company has initiated intensive program for varietal shift to mitigate this loss. As a result, sugar production during the quarter is 1.59 lakh tons, which was 1.75 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter of FY24, a decrease of nearly 9%. This is also partly due to diversion of 1.45 lakh tons cane for syrup-derived ethanol. Sugar sale during the quarter stands at 0.68 lakh tons as against 0.71 lakh in the corresponding quarter of last year. Average sugar realization in the quarter has been 39,659 per ton, higher by 1,494 rupees per ton compared to corresponding quarter of previous year, an increase of about 4%. As on 31st March 25, sugar inventory is 1.88 lakh tons against 2.1 lakh tons. The sugar inventory is valued at 37,117 per ton. In ethanol segment, in this year, the total ethanol production from all feedstocks is 678.37 lakh liters, which includes 303.69 lakh liters from maize, which is 45% of the total production, as against 1,189.78 lakh liters in the previous year. Sale of ethanol during the year from all feedstocks is 694.18 lakh liters, including 316.72 lakh liters from maize, which was 46% of total sale versus 1,231.87 lakh liters in the previous year. In the quarter, total ethanol production from all feedstocks is 311.28 lakh liters, which includes 83.77 lakh liters from maize, 88.31 lakh liters from syrup route, and 139.20 lakh liters from B-heavy molasses, as against 257.25 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter last year. Total sale of ethanol during the quarter from all feedstocks is 322.78 lakh liters, including 84.26 lakh liters from maize, 101.68 lakh liters from syrup, 130.25 lakh liters from B-heavy molasses, and 6.59 lakh liters from C molasses versus 264.22 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter last year. During the year, production and sale of ethyl acetate has been 319.68 lakh liters and 322.32 lakh kg, as against 327.2 lakh kg and 323.3 lakh kg compared to last year. In Q4, production and sale of ethyl acetate has been 74.65 lakh kg and 77.92 lakh kg, as against 83.21 lakh and 78.89 lakh kg in the corresponding quarter last year. During the year, company has installed two new Tetra Pak lines for production of potable spirits. One machine was commissioned in April 24 and the second one was commissioned in December 24. Consequently, in the full year, production of potable spirits has increased to 31.31 lakh cases from 22.42 lakh cases, and sale has increased to 31.16 lakh cases from 22.38 lakh cases in the previous year. The full benefit of production of potable spirits of the new machine addition was realized in this quarter. Therefore, the production of potable spirits during the quarter increased to 8.27 lakh cases from 4.95 lakh cases, and sale has increased to 8.44 lakh cases from 5.14 lakh cases in the corresponding quarter of last year. Now, coming to consolidated results, on a full year basis, consolidated revenue from operations stood at 2,656.4 crore as against 2,646.8 crore. EBITDA is at Rs. 187.3 crore as against 293.4 crore. Profit before tax is 75.1 crore against 192.1 crore. And profit after tax is 52.4 crore as against 134.5 crore. And cash profit is Rs. 124.2 crore as against 218 crores. During the quarter, consolidated revenue from operations stood at Rs. 810.3 crores as against 667.1 crore. EBITDA is at 102.5 crore as against 100.7 crore. Profit before tax is 71.2 crore as against 68.8 crore. And profit after tax is 49 crore versus 51.9 crore. And cash profit is 77.8 crore versus 73.6 crore rupees last year. These are the significant operating and financial numbers for the quarter and year. Thank you once again for joining us on this conference call. We will be happy to answer the questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from Nano Rasmika Oza from Nine Ways EquiSearch. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my question was on the ethanol business. Since we had a very good production figure in last quarter as compared to March 24 quarter, but the EBIT has been quite lower. If you can just give us some reasons why this, and going forward, what could be the target of ethanol production for FY 2026, and what could be the realization of ethanol for FY 2026? That's my first question, sir.
Thank you so much. So basically, that was basically because of change of transfer pricing that has been done because of the lower olein cane, which is there in sugarcane as of now. So that is the main reason is transfer price of B-heavy and syrup. So that is why you have seen a lower profit in that. On your other question as to what will be the price of FY 26, that is anyone's guess because the tender will be out only in October. So the price which is fixed by the government and by OMCs, we will only know later on as to what will be the price that they'll give for the year 25-26. But as you know, for the year 25-26 that we are in right now, or 24-25, there was no increase given to B-heavy or to syrup. And the same thing also in the previous year, there was no price increase which happened for B-heavy and for syrup even in the previous year.
Okay. So my question regarding the ethanol production, because we had around 694 lakh liters of ethanol production last year. Now since this year government has allowed ethanol production, any targets for what kind of output will generate in FY 26 from ethanol?
Yeah, so in FY 26 for surely it will be higher because we have got more feedstock than what we had last year, and also because we have got the full of maize. So the maize plant started only last year, so we all have the full maize which is running as of now. So our total, I cannot give you exact number as of now, but yes, it will be higher than what it was for last year.
Okay. And my last question before I get into the queue, sugar cane crushing, we have seen some recovery in Q4, but on the full year, you know, the cane crushing was pretty low as compared to FY24. So any targets for what kind of cane crushing is going to happen in FY26?
See, in FY26, for surely we are expecting a higher crush than what it is in FY25. But again, as I said, early days, the planting that has happened is higher than what happened last year. Now we have to just wait for the rainfalls and as to how the rains happen and what sort of. So I think in Q3, I'll be able to give you all a far better number on what sort of cane crush we expect for FY26.
Okay. Thanks. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from Nano Suraj Khaitan from SKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Suraj, yes, you are.
Thank you for taking my question. My first question was regarding the CO238 variety. What is the expected share of CO238 variety in a cane next for sugar season 25-26? And how do you see this impacting recovery trends going forward?
So basically, it varies from both the plants. In Rajpura, 238 will be down to about 48% for the year FY26, and at Dhampur, it will be at about 65%. For surely, the other varieties that are being planted are not as great as what 238 is. Whether we see all the other varieties which are there, whether it is 118, 15023, so they are not at all comparable as of now to 238. So yes, so that is why we have seen a lower olein cane. But the latest reports which have come out is that 15023 is almost same as 238. But the seed availability of that is limited as of now. So yes, overall, if we see for the year, for the next 2 years, that is the only thing that the company has focused on, is only on cane development. And we are hoping that by FY27, we can reach the same sort of numbers that we had in FY23-24.
And my second question is regarding the climatic and varietal developments. What is the management expectations on cane availability and overall recovery percentage over the next 2 years to season?
So the overall cane will be higher as of now, but like as I said, very early days. The planting has just sort of gotten over just last week, so the total area has for surely increased. But what will be the yield per hectare or per acre, that we will only know in about 4 to 5 months from now. And even after that, that we'll know more on ratoon. And the plant yield we will only know by about January. So early days, pool and cane for surely will be, I am hoping that it will be same to better than what it was this year, for the year FY26.
And is there any visibility or early indication on possible revision in ethanol pricing or SAP by the state government for the recent SRP hike?
So the ethanol pricing, as I said earlier, is expected not earlier than October of 2025. And even SAP, we will only know at that point of time.
Okay, and is there any CAPEX plan going forward for this sugar season?
FY25-26, there is no major CAPEX plan.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from line of Rusmik Oza from Nine Ways Equisearch. Please go ahead.
Sir, repeat question, ethanol, you know, in FY24, our EBIT margins in ethanol were around 15.3%, and because of the ban, then it came down to 3.8% in FY25. Any understanding of how this EBIT margins could recover in FY26, given that now we are allowed to, you know, produce ethanol to the full extent?
No, so basically I don't believe that there will be too much of a rise in the margins as such, because we've also started maize. In maize, the margins were lower. And as I also said earlier, that the transfer price has changed. Secondly, what will be the price? As of now, the sugar prices are better than for us to do syrup. Because as I said, for the last 2 years, they have not increased the rate of syrup or of B-like heavy. And the transfer price has changed. If there's any major change in price in FY26 or the year FY26, that will change the margin, otherwise the margins will always be in the same range. Production, as I said, for surely will be higher than what it was last year.
Okay. But is it safe to assume that, you know, it makes more sense to make sugar right now than ethanol? To that extent, you will see a better output of sugar than ethanol in FY26 as compared to
FY24? If the prices stay the same, then for surely it makes more sense to make more of sugar than to do B heavy or syrup.
Okay. And a follow up question, sir. You know, the mix of grain or maize was around 46% in the ethanol production last year. What could be the mix this year now? Because since we'll have more sugar available, what could be the mix of, you know, ethanol production coming from sugar versus grain or maize in FY26?
Yeah, it should be almost same.
Okay, got it. And how serious is the issue of red rot in the sense, do we feel that it can be actually, you know, handled or taken care of in this year, and then the new variety of seeds actually could start giving us the desired output from FY27?
No, for surely. I think that, see, red rot is a reality that we have to all face up to. And once the cane crop gets red rot or a certain part of it, that has to be changed. So that is a long process. So that process was started 2 years back. It got more speed last year. This year we have done far more work. So yes, the newer variety should give the farmers and us a better yield, but the pollen cane will be lower than what we have seen in 238.
Okay. And a broad question on the profitability side, we had around 150 crores average profit, net profit in FY22-23. Is it possible to go to that range around 150 crores profit in FY26, or this can get postponed to FY27?
I think it's early days, but yeah, FY26, lot of improbabilities. Working hard, but I think 150 crores will be a bit of a stretch. But let's see. I cannot say much about the future as of now, because as you know, in sugar, there are so many improbabilities. So we'll have to just wait for that, my friend.
Okay, okay. Okay, and last question, sir, is on the power side, actually, you know, are we at the peak rate, what we saw last year, or there is a possibility of improvisation? And how are the merchant rates, you know, in terms of deriving the profitability from the power business for FY26?
So just about a week back, the UP ERC has increased the power tariff effective from 1st April 2024 by approximately 82 paisa average for both our plants.
Okay, okay. So this is some retrospective effect we'll get this, or it will be
yes.
From this year?
This is, this is effective from 1st April 2024, so from last year.
Okay. So does it mean that we might get arrears of last year also in FY26, sir?
Yes, yes, that is right.
Okay, okay. Well, thanks, I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So my question is, sir, I've heard that the farmers are changing over crop to the crop popular or to corn or maize, and they're shifting away from sugarcane. So is this happening in our command area?
No. So, yes, I've also heard the same, but thankfully, that isn't happening in both our areas.
And sir, what is the sugar price right now for our extractory, like currently?
It is around 40.5 per kg.
And sir, any visibility on if it's supposed to increase before the season ends?
Excuse me?
Increase.
Sir, any guidance on, sir, you think it's going to be increased before the season ends?
See, I think it will be range-bound. I think 40.5 to 41.5 will be the range that I'm seeing for the next 6 months.
Right. And, sir, any CapEx plan that we have in the near future?
No. No. None for this year. Okay. Our plants are fully set up now. We just need to just focus on one area, which is cane.
Sir, I had heard the Balrampur Chini call in the morning. So they have reduced their dependency on 2-3 to a large extent. And they are saying that the new varieties are doing well for them.
No, no, so have we. So as I said, that in my Rajpura plant, 2-3 is now down to about 48%. And in Dhampur is down to 65%. And over the next 2 years, you will see it going down even furthermore. See, in the Balrampur or in East UP, Red Rot came 3 years prior to us. So they had that 3 year first to, you know, do that. So we are only in the 2 years only. So they had this 3 year upstart from us.
Right. So but the new varieties, you think they'll be able to, like, match up to 2-3-8?
I don't think they will. My frank opinion is that, my friend. But we can come close to it. But as of now, the sort of varieties that we have, we are not seeing it to be close to 2-3-8. But who knows? I mean, over a period of time, it can change. But as of now, yeah, it like is not close to 2-3-8.
So, like the upcoming season, so the percentage of 2-3-8 will go down drastically, or will be like a gradual shift?
So it is going down every year. So in 2 years from now, again, we expect 2-3-8 to not be more than 10% in both our areas.
10%. Oh, so like almost to be replaced.
Yes, 2 years from now.
I guess. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, Udit.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next Next follow-up question is from line of Rusmik Oza from 9 Rays EquiSearch. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity once again. So I want to understand, you know, how the margins differ, you know, between extraction of ethanol from grain or maize and that from sugar. And since you said, you know, you'll have a 50-50 mix in FY26 also, so should we assume that the margin, EBIT margins of ethanol could be into higher single digits or it will be in mid-teens or mid-single digits?
See, out here, the maize plant or the grain plant that we had put up was an option that in case we have lower feedstock from sugar and we have better margins or better margins from maize. So that is why this grain plant was set up last year. Now, out here, basically because we have crushed lower than all and capacity is very high. So just to balance out my plant, that is why I'm doing maize. And also right now the maize prices have come down. Maize prices go up very, very high. So again, we all are seeing it as an optional job. And that is why I said to run my plant, because even if I close maize and I run fully on sugar, then my plant will shut down earlier. So to run for the whole year, I'm using maize as an option because I have the option of doing maize or the feedstock from sugarcane.
Okay. I was just trying to understand, sir, you know, because from a 3.8% EBIT margin in FY25, how far can we go? Given to one, is sugar is getting crushed, you know, and getting more of sugar inputs for making ethanol, and second is if grain prices have come off, then does it make a difference to the EBIT margins on the ethanol side?
Yeah, so that is what we are seeing out here, Shit, is that as of now, we have 100 KL in grain. So the 100 KL is being fully utilized as of now. And the balance we are doing from C-heavy or from B-heavy.
Okay. And how much could be the fall in input cost of grain or maize for you in maybe in FY26 vis-a-vis FY25?
Very, very hard to say. The prices are so fluid and the prices fluctuate a lot. I mean, if we see that 3 months back, the price of maize was almost about 25.5. And now it's come down to about 22.5 to 22.9. So we are seeing a lot of variance which happens. So it's very hard to predict. And we've been trying to speak to all the experts on this, but no one has been able to give me a clear answer as to how the maize prices will pan out over the next 9 months.
Okay. And my last question, sir, you know, you said that you'll have the new varieties available in FY27. So just to understand,
even as of now. The new varieties are available even as of now. As I said, the 238 is only 48% in my one plant and 65 in one plant. So 52% and 35% have already been replaced with the new varieties.
Okay. So want to understand the maximum benefit of this, you know, full availability. Will it be for whole of FY27 or it will come in middle of FY27? How does that work?
It is a process. So full cane or full 238 cannot be replaced in 1 year. It is a 4 to 5 year process which started last year. Because last year was the first year where we actually saw 238 getting red rot in both our areas. Prior to that year, we saw a very small amount. But yes, last year onwards, the whole process started. Because even to ask the farmer to replace 238 is very, very tough. Because 238 has given him the best yields per acre. So that's why it's a slightly slower process to replace. In case we find a seed which is better than 238, then the process becomes slightly easier. But as of now, the seed availability which is there, out there, both the yield and pole in cane is not as great as what it was in 238.
Okay. And does the company also has to incur any additional cost to incentivize the farmers actually to move to the new variety?
Yes, we have a cane development budget where we subsidize various things to incentivize the farmers to sort of switch and, you know, to help them out with the new cane practices. So for as many years, Dhampur has had a cane development program and a budget which happens year on year.
Okay. And would it be, in the sense, does it mean then this budget has shot up meaningfully in the last year and will go up this year and then subside
slightly. It's not that it has gone up too much, but yes, there has been a slight increase which we have seen in the last 2 years.
Okay. And lastly, sir, will there be a material improvement in the numbers of FY26 vis-a-vis FY25? How do you look at it? Or there will be a gradual?
You have asked, or someone else asked this earlier. In sugar, it's very, very hard to predict future numbers because of the probabilities which are there. And a lot of them aren't in the company's hands. So to predict what will be the exact or how much we'll improve in FY26, very, very hard to answer as of now.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from line of Udit Gupta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to ask the inventory that we are holding, sir, at what price is it?
37.1.
So there's 1.88 lakh tons, is that 37.1?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sushil Mehrotra for closing comments.
On behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited, we would like to once again thank you all for taking your time out for this conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or by email. You can also visit our website www.dhampursugar.com and post any queries that you may have, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.